are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to
fit. Sing for me.
Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling.
What's that woman's name? In Butch Cassidy?
Catherine something.
Catherine Ross.
Your crush. Your lifetime
she
crush.
She was my crush the whole time I was a teenager. That's why I married somebody that looks like her.
Oh, yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. What a great winter wonderland. Did you see that there's a dam in California, not far from my sister's house in Grass Valley, just southeast of Chico, California? It's the tallest dam in the country, and the spillway is giving way.
Got a big hole in it.
750 tall dam. They can't drain the water fast enough. The water's coming in the lake faster than it can be poured out the spillway.
What lake is this?
Oroville. Ororoville Lake. Google it. You can see.
I will.
The article said they're not in danger, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, it's hard.
I wouldn't want to live downstream of that.
It's hard to watch those videos and think somebody's not in a little danger downstream of that. My mom is there visiting my sister now, and so I one day shipped a pair of water wings for her. just to be safe, that's all. And speaking of water and rain, if you're a regular subscriber to our email newsletter, it tells you we're going to have the director of water resources here in studio to visit this morning.
You're killing me, Smalls. That's the second week in a row.
I know. And Rosie has to take the full fall for this. I've pre-interviewed the man, and it is such an intriguingly deep
complex
subject that we're not going to be able to have him on for a segment. So we're actually working on pre-recording maybe four or five segments to talk about just four or five of the avenues of what he has to do to manage the water supply for us here in Arizona.
It's really interesting topic. The newsletter comes out once a week, and it always has five or six articles. You'd have to really... It's a full-time job just to study how to keep up with the water here.
Yeah, it's more than a full-time job. And I'll tell you what, and I saw a note from Arizona Fish and Game, Game and Fish, that they're opening the spillway at Bartlett Lake that we have in the Verde River watershed. We have received 184% precipitation for the year.
And it's February.
And Horseshoe and Bartlett. So if you're in the kayaking sport, just know this, that the flow will begin Sunday night. It'll move through the Granite Reef Dam and into the Lower Salt River early Monday morning. The flows in the Lower Salt River could continue for several days, depending on the amount of the snowmelt that continues reaching the lake upstream.
Is it just going to come down like a big wall of water?
No, I think they dial it up slowly. I don't think they just open the gate and let her come, but it could result in between 5 and 10,000 cubic feet per second of water being released. So that's kind of cool.
It's always fun to see water run in the desert.
I received a picture from my sister up in Tahoe of the road to her house, and it's a double lane road with snow stacked up both sides. You can't even see the trees. About 12 to 15 feet high.
It's all going to melt.
It's
and it's all coming downhill.
It's all going to melt. And I tell you, when in talking to the water resource director, you know, he said, we can't live on hope. We have to. That's not a good strategy. That's not a good plan. We've got to, through a collaborative effort of all the stakeholders, and think about all the stakeholders of the people that need water.
It's like everybody.
You know? It's like everybody, okay? And the Colorado River does not drain into the Sea of Cortez. You know, it is completely dry. It does not run into the Sea of Cortez.
Might this year.
It might this year. But the last time it did, we had an agreement with the Mexican government that the Mexican government said, we want you to take some of the water that we have banked at Lake Mead for us, and we want you just to release it so that we can get the water all the way through to restore some of the riparian habitat that were right there at the delta of the Colorado River.
So have we done that?
That was a few years ago. But there's ground water breaking banking where they're pumping the water back in, and he explained that to me, how they're working on that, what we're doing in the way of conservation. We basically are using the same amount of water in Arizona right now with 6 million people as we were using in the 50s with 1 million people.
And why is that?
Well, it's conservation, and quite frankly, it's because when we convert an acre of agriculture to an acre of homes, we're actually using less water in those homes than we were on the agricultural crops.
But we can't be lazy no matter what the year looks like, because there's always a future.
Yeah. How would you like to be in charge of assuring not only the 6 million people in Arizona, but what is it, the 20 million people in California? How many people are in Nevada? I mean, you've got to have a collaborative.
I think California's like 54 million.
Well, but I mean just the southern half. I mean, how do you deal with all of these people and come up with agreements that, yeah, I'll give you a tablespoon of water if you give me a cup of water?
I saw a report 55% of Israel's water is purified seawater that they pump in.
And
that's
and
expensive, right?
California has desalination plants built sitting on the coast that are all mothballed. But could be activated if they had to.
Yeah, I'd say
tell California.
We're keeping the Colorado River. You got the ocean. Pump
start
it out.
Pump it out. You've got the ocean. Pump away, baby. So the water resources story is going to be an ever-evolving one that we're going to cover in great detail this entire spring as we see what's coming down the Colorado River. How do we, as water managers in the Valley of the Sun, extrapolate the snow pack in the Colorado Rockies into how many glasses of water, how many acre feet of water will be provided to us? We got to fill Lake Mead sooner or later again, right? That's our objective. We got to keep Lake Powell full. And how many acre feet that takes, and you're constantly extrapolating, okay, we need to take out this much to continue this without any of the stage one rationing. Can we expect that to be coming in through the course of the next, 8 to 9 months? It was incredible to me visiting with him about how much water is lost just in transportation. It's like 600,000 acre feet.
Evaporation
is lost to evaporation.
And we were really close to stage one rationing. Are we safe from that this year now?
The latest official projection, and I did get an unofficial update on the phone, but the latest official projection is we have a 50-50 chance by 2018 to hit stage one rationing, because the trigger elevation mark in Lake Mead will be hit. And when that elevation's hit, then stage one rationing goes into effect for everybody downstream there. 50-50 chance year.
So we'd have another wet year.
We have a good wet year. The snowpack keeps accumulating. Every snowstorm probably reduces that percentage to less than 50-50.
Have we ever had somebody from CAP on?
Not CAP. We've had SRP, and then, of course, we had Rita McGuire.
We should do the CAP just to hear how that works. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, it is.
It's pumped out of Parker 400 feet up and then dumped in the trough, and then they've got all these gates that level it, and it's quite fascinating.
That's a fabulous
engineering
feat.
And when you talk
feat.
About how many gallons are evaporated,
yeah,
at capacity, you know how many gallons the canal holds?
I know I do not.
I don't either. We need to get someone from CAP. Oh.
Okay, all right.
You had me baited. I was waiting.
Hey, we had fun last week talking about the Super Bowl and the Valentine's Day giveaway, G. Darrell Olson Jewelry Estate gift certificate. We asked last Saturday, for our listeners to project and predict the scores of the Super Bowl.
We had a heck of a winner, too.
That was a game of two games. Huh?
First half and second half.
Was that like incredible? Jack from Sun City absolutely perfectly nailed the score.
Except
34-28, but he had the teams reversed.
Oops.
He thought Atlanta would be 34.
That's what he was hoping. We thought
New
so
England
at halftime.
Would be 28. Oh man. And then we had a newlywed by the name of Mark that says, I've got to win this. I've got to win this. I love it. He's only 2 months into his marriage. And he was close. He was really, really close with the Falcons over the Patriots, 31-24.
What was the final score?
He was close. Well, we did get one that nailed the score. The one that nailed the score perfectly came in after the deadline. Came in like 40 minutes after the deadline. It came in at like 11:40 last Saturday morning. And we closed the contest at 11.
But we also had a winner that came in before by text. That one was
right.
By email.
Right.
But our winner was actually right on the money by text on time. But he predicted how many turnovers. It's good thing we didn't have to go to that because he was way off on the turnovers.
He predicted 14 turnovers.
I wonder if he thought it was possessions.
Maybe.
You know, what he was doing, I think, was hedging his bets, betting that there'd be a lot of takeovers. He just wanted the highest number that he could realistically predict so he could be the closest to that high number. What did they end up having, four turnovers?
Three
turnovers.
That sounds like the guy from, like, The Price is Right that's right next to you that goes a dollar higher than you want to punch him. Like,
right,
come on,
right,
man.
Right. So we did have a winner. We also have some contests going on this particular
We are loaded.
Week.
We have something every hour. And this hour, we have Coyotes tickets to next Saturday's game when they host the San Jose Sharks, 6 o'clock. Not kickoff. Puck drop.
And we'll be giving that away in the next segment. And if you were listening to the Dr. Sky interview in the first half hour of this hour, we'll be asking you a question from that interview. And the first one that texts to 411923, the correct answer, will win two tickets, or is it four tickets?
Two tickets.
Two tickets to the Coyotes game against the Sand Sharks.
Okay? Then the 8 o'clock hour, we have tickets to the Sun Devils, and that's a four-pack.
Okay.
Then the 9 o'clock hour, we have hockey tickets for the Coyotes, and again, a two-pack. And then at 10 o'clock, we've got another gift certificate for Jules by G. Darryl Olson. So every hour, we've got something. And all these sports tickets are compliments of our flagship station, KTAR.
Very good. All right. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.